Okay, Das Tefila 55. Maybe the last shir for a little bit, but Amir Tzashem, we're going to continue because every single page of the Sefer has such basic things that are important to really understand here. So we are discussing the radical chesed of Avraham Avinu, and we're understanding in a much more profound way who Avraham was and what chesed means. We always thought that chesed was a nice thing that you do for another person. But we define chesed as a much more profound way on two levels, and that's what I want to remind you about before we proceed. We define chesed in two ways that I don't think we usually think of it. The first is that the idea of chesed is that chesed is only about the nosein and not about the mekabel. Chesed is about the person who is giving or the being that is giving in the terms of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and not necessarily relating per se to the thing that is receiving, whether they requested it, whether they are worthy of it. Pure chesed comes out of a need to give. Out of a need to give, and it is not a response to seeing a need. It is not a response to feeling bad for somebody. All of those pieces have to do with something called rachamim. Okay, rachamim is when I see somebody and I feel bad and I say, oh, I'm now inspired to give. I feel bad for them. I didn't want to give, but now that I see what a bad situation there is, now I'm inspired to give. Real chesed, divine type of chesed, is where there's someone who just is good and just wants to do good. Just wants to do good. Doesn't matter if the other side is not necessarily deserving or perhaps hasn't even asked. The second way that Avraham's chesed was radical is that Avraham's chesed, because it wasn't based on rachamim, because it wasn't based on feeling bad, because it wasn't based on meeting a need alone, it was based on a need to give, a need to give. So Avraham's chesed, which is what HaKadosh Baruch Hu's chesed was in creating the world, was he created the needs so that he could fulfill them. HaKadosh Baruch Hu wasn't responding to any need when he created the world in the first place. Right? There wasn't a world that needed to be sustained. He created the world in the first place. And that gave him the opportunity to give. And that's what Avraham Avinu did. Avraham Avinu's type of chesed was he was giving chesed to people who didn't even know what they were missing. They didn't know what they were missing. We talked about the fact that when they came to his house, he introduced them to finer wines than they had ever had. A typical chesed is to have somebody come and say, what do you want? Whatever you want, I'll give it to you. But he was giving them stuff that they didn't even know existed. But in a more important sense, he was inspiring within them a desire to connect with HaKadosh Baruch Hu and then meeting that need by showing them how to do that. Right? He was reaching out to them. He wasn't waiting for people to come to him. He was reaching out to them as an opportunity to do chesed. And all of this is what we say, what we mean when we say that Avraham Avinu is the creator of Shachris. All of this is what we mean when we say it's the creator of Shachris. The idea of Shachris, as we'll see, we'll finish this chapter today, and we'll see, I don't even know if we'll get to the next chapter, but we'll see that the whole idea of Shachris is to ask Hashem for chesed. It's to ask Hashem for chesed. Tfiloso shel Avraham Shachris. Kafishin is bar, baboker, yeshna leha'arazu shel chesed habreshis. In the morning, you have a restoration of chesed from the time of creation. Hamachadesh betuvo b'chol yom tamid ma'aseh bereishis. Okay, HaKadosh Baruch Hu recreates the world every single morning. The morning is a time where HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so to speak, starts creation again. And if he starts creation again, then it means that he's sustaining the world, not because we have necessarily been worthy of anything, but because every single morning we believe HaKadosh Baruch Hu again wants to give to us. And we're so lucky. He wants to give to us. Ha'ara makamakefes b'chazda kol yitzurei teva. HaKadosh Baruch Hu wakes up the whole world every morning. The morning is a time where we can ask for anything. The morning is a time where we shouldn't be wondering, have I earned this thing? Have I not earned this thing? The morning is a time where we relate to the fact that God simply gives us things because he wants to do chesed for us. Right? And that has to impact the kinds of things we ask for in Shacharis. And this will be the most, you know, down-to-earth conversation that we've had in this whole section where he's really gone very, very far to explain what chesed is. What does all this matter to us? What does it matter to us that Avram was the pinnacle of chesed and chesed is more than we know what it is? And okay, that's all very nice, hashkafa, but we're talking about davening. What it means is that we shouldn't be afraid in the morning to daven for anything that we perceive that we need. We shouldn't even be afraid in the morning to daven for things that are way beyond what we imagine our station is, way beyond what our merits are. The morning is a time that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is giving handouts. He's giving handouts. He's giving things to us. He's doing chesed. He didn't have to wake us up in the morning in the first place. The fact that he did is an act of his chesed. He quotes here, we'll talk about it in, we'll do it in Hebrew instead of Aramaic, a Zohar HaKadosh from Tehillim. Pasach Rabbi Elazar v'Amar, Sheharei kishemagia hashachar v'haboker misora ba'olam, when the daylight comes and morning comes to the world, Hu's man ratzon lakol, that is a time of ratzon for everyone. La'asos tov l'chol ha'olam la'tzadikim v'la'rishayim. That is a time where HaKadosh Baruch Hu is giving out and he's not asking any questions. He's not asking any questions. And many of the things he gives us to us without even us asking at all. But there are many things that we can ask for in the morning, and we can trust that we have a much better shot of getting it in the morning, and we can ask for whatever it is. Now, how do you know what's too much to ask from Hashem? Should I ask him to win the lottery? That's a good thing to ask. It's an ace ratzon. I certainly don't deserve to win the lottery, but it's an ace ratzon. Should I ask him to win the lottery? So the simple question you have to ask yourself is, do you really think it's good if you would win the lottery? Steve thinks it's pretty good. Okay, well, I'll deal with it when it happens, right? I should have so many problems like that. We know that the vast majority of people that win the lottery are absolutely miserable. Right? Their lives are overturned. They're absolutely miserable. What I say is, we should be able to justify anything that we ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu for. And not only should we be able to justify it, but it's not a bad idea to say it as part of the tefillah as well. To tell him why I think I need this thing. Why I think this will be good. We have to approach HaKadosh Baruch Hu not as five-year-olds, but as mature children. Five-year-olds ask for things constantly that they have no idea if they're any good for them. They're not thinking about it. They're just thinking that I want it, I want it, I want it. We should feel free, especially at Shacharis, to ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu for anything that we need in our lives, with the caveat that we shouldn't be embarrassed to ask to God for it. We shouldn't feel embarrassed that this is what I'm asking for. That this is something. If it's something that I imagine is going to take me away from my service of Hashem, so why am I asking? How can I even look him in the eye? How can I look at him with a straight face and ask him for things that I know are going to be harmful for my relationship with him. But other than that, Shachris is a time to ask. Va'az eis tefila hu lehispala lefnei ha-melech ha-kadosh. That is a time to ask. That is a time to ask. It is very valuable for us in the mornings to think as we're davening the Shemoneh Esrei. It's probably even better to think before we're davening the Shemoneh Esrei. What are all of the things that I need for this day? What is coming up for me this day? What do I have on my schedule? What are the challenges that I have? One of the questions that people ask very often is, you know, what's too small to ask? What's too small? I mean, what point, like I'm going to get God involved in, like, you know. So I make a rule for myself. You know, if it's important enough that I'm thinking about it, then I should be asking him for a part in it. Then I should be asking him. Even if it sounds very, very petty. Never, never, when something comes up in tefillah, I'm thinking, I stop in Shema Koleinu. I'm thinking, what are things that I need today? The only thing that should stop you from asking is if a thought comes up and you say, I don't really know if that's helpful. Right? Make sure that my Netflix subscription doesn't get suspended. I don't know. It's probably not something that he's, you know, so you should be embarrassed to say such a thing in front of him. But anything that comes up, I can't tell you how many times I'll think of something in the morning. And I'll think of something and I'll say, like, either I'll say, like, I'm not going to bother him with that. Yeah, it's something I need. Or even more, like, I basically got that. I'm basically there. I don't really need help with that anymore. And those are both big mistakes. Those are both big mistakes. Let's go with the second first. If I think that I've got it covered, that's specifically what I have to ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu for help with. Because the purpose of Shemoneh Esrei is to remember that at the end of the day, I don't have anything covered. And if there's anything that the last couple of years have shown us, is that we have no control over the basics of our environment. So if something comes up, if I'm thinking about what's coming up today, what do I have to do today? And something comes up and something that is, if my response is, that one I can handle that myself. No, I can't handle it myself. That's exactly what I should be asking for. And the second is that if it's something small, what is the harm of bringing HaKadosh Baruch Hu into the small things of my life? I forget what it was, one of the schools of Musar, they would tell the Talmidim that, you know, in those days, they didn't, I think it was Navardic, they didn't really have very much in terms of clothing and this and that. There was like, you know, if you had like a sport jacket, that was like a very big deal. They would like pass around the sport jackets for like dating. Like if you had a jacket, that was like a big deal. So they said that if the button falls off of your sport jacket, you should ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu for help with that. It's like, I need to get you involved with the button on my jacket. The answer is, if it came up in your mind in Shemoneh Esrei, then you care about it. And isn't it wonderful to bring them into the small things in your life? Why not? Shachris. Mincha, Ma'ariv, we're going to see, are of a totally different tone, or of a totally different thing. Shachris is a time to realize that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is handing things out. He's not wondering whether I had a good day or a bad day. He's handing things out. It is the time to ask at length in the morning for things that I need and not to miss those opportunities. Again, for some of you, it may be better to ask in particular brachos. I find that if I ask in a particular bracha, it makes that whole bracha more meaningful. I try to stop for a minute in each bracha. It's harder with the second half, right? The second half, which is about national redemption. It's a lot harder to think of individual pieces that I need. Kibbutz Galus would be nice. I don't have anything to add to that. Building Yerushalayim would be nice. I don't have anything to add to that. But all the first six brachos. So... What's something that I need particular in terms of chonei nadas, in terms of health, in terms of wealth. There's always something that I can ask for. So we shouldn't miss that shachris. We shouldn't miss that opportunity in shachris, and we should remember that everything we think about HaKadosh Baruch Hu and his unwillingness to give has nothing to do with the real chesed of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Now, there's still a reason why he's not going to do it. There's still reasons why it's not good for us. There's still reasons why it's not going to happen. But don't keep yourself from asking at shachris. That's what shachris is for. That's what Avraham Avinu taught us by opening that door for us. So again, Pasach Rabbi Lozer v'Amar Sharei Kishemegia Hashachar v'Aboker Misor Ba'Olam Huzman Ratzon LaKol La'Sos Tov LaChol La'Olam LaTzadikim L'Rishon. It's a very, very important time to daven. V'Az Eis Tfilahu L'Hispal L'Fnei Melech HaKadosh. That is the time to daven before the king. V'Al Kain B'Sha'a Sheheir Hashachar. When the morning comes, Kol osam asirei hamelech motzeim menucha. Asirei hamelech, the prisoners of the king, are people very often in the mystical literature are people who are sick. People who are sick. Asirei hamelech. It's a phrase. Prisoners of the king, but this is the king up there. Prisoners of the king are very often those who are sick. I don't think that's what it means in the context of this Zohar, because people who are sick don't necessarily feel better in the morning. But I think what it's trying to tell us is that every single morning when we get up, HaKadosh Baruch Hu has placed us back into the world. HaKadosh Baruch Hu has released us from the coma of sleep, from the taste of the next world, and he's brought us back here. Zman tefilahu aleim. So now ask him. He brought you back. He told you that he needs you today. He told you that there's something for you to do today. So ask him for help with everything that you see in the coming day. V'chol shekein elu shechozrim batshuva umuvakshim bakashoseim lefnei HaMelech HaKadosh. And certainly those who try to look at this day, certainly even if a person isn't trying to improve themselves, but certainly if a person says, this is going to be a new day and a new opportunity and I'm going to get it right and I'm going to try again, so certainly that such a person should be answered. What the Zohar is teaching us is that there's a reason why we go to sleep. Now, most of you don't need a reason. It's nice to go to sleep. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu could very easily have created us in a way that we don't sleep. It's bizarre. Think about it. It's bizarre. HaKadosh Baruch Hu put us in the world for X number of years, for 120 years. And he created our bodies in such a way that we can't take advantage of a large portion of those hours. They talk about how many hours you spend in front of a red light. Forget about that, how many hours you spend waiting in traffic. How many hours do you spend sleeping? Sleeping is, in essence, the biggest waste of time. Now, we know that a lot of good things happen when we go to sleep. We know we're beginning to understand how the brain functions and files things, and all that stuff goes on during sleep. But the question is, why did HaKadosh Baruch Hu give us 120 years and then knock off 40 of them for sleep? And what the Zohar seems to be telling us is that the experience of waking up in the morning and having a new chance and a new day and being a new creation and recognizing that HaKadosh Baruch Hu did a chesed to get me up and there's more chasadim out there if I only ask for them, that was worth a third of our life. That was worth a third of our life to have a daily renewal of waking up, starting the day, starting from scratch. I'm going to try to get it right today. HaKadosh Baruch Hu brought me back. What am I supposed to be doing today? So we have to take advantage of that. We have to find ways to make sure that when we daven shachris, we see it as the beginning of a totally new thing. A totally new opportunity today. Today I'm going to do things differently. Today I'm going to get it right. I know, HaKadosh Baruch Hu knows, I didn't get it right yesterday, but he created me in such a way that every single day comes to a close, and then there's a pause, and then there's a mechadesh b'chol yom tuvo ma'aseh b'reishis. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu recreates the world the way it appears to us. He has to put us asleep so that he can recreate the world in a new way every single morning. So that's what Avraham Avinu gave us. He gave us not that he was the first person to daven shachris, but he taught us how to daven shachris in a way that relates and truly tries to understand the real chesed of HaKadosh Baruch Hu and what's there for us. What we'll see the next time that we meet, Mirtz Hashem, Bli Neder, is that Avraham Avinu did much more than that. He has one more chapter that takes Avraham Avinu. I would have wanted to finish it before, but I don't know. Maybe, Bli Neder, maybe we'll be able to do that in the end of August before Rosh Hashanah, if we could try to get that chapter in. We'll see if we can do that. But he's going to show us how Avraham Avinu did much more than just create shachris and help us understand chesed. He basically was the person who established everything we have about a connection with HaKadosh Baruch Hu was all from this one man and what he was able to do. So we'll try to get to that then. But for now, that's the gift of shachris. And after he's explained that, so we'll get on to understand Yitzchak and the gift of Mincha, and Yaakov and the gift of Ma'ariv. So, wish everybody a good simmer. If we don't get in, we're going to meet next week. I mean, I'll send that. So hopefully you won't hear from me. And we'll get into Eretz Yisrael.
We'll see,
and we'll see the kitties.
Right. Good luck.
And, and we will see. Okay? Thank you, everybody.
Enjoy.
Safe trip.
Good night.
Take care. Bye-bye.
Bye.